We got more of your favorite back-to-back jams coming up, but first, here's Bobby with another update for us. Good morning, Bobby.
And good morning to you as well, Tommy. So this morning, family, we're putting the spotlight on Prince George's Community College. I'm here with the newly appointed president, Dr. Felicia Williams. So, Dr. Williams, social justice issues are front and center from the college's standpoint. Why don't you give us your perspective?
So, Prince George's Community College supports and embraces cultural diversity. It's understood as the creation and promotion of an inclusive, non-discriminatory environment for everyone. Mm-hmm. We accept, we value difference, including differences in age, race, national origin, ethnicity, religious affiliation, political beliefs, sexual orientation, and so on and so forth. We take a strong stand, particularly as an institution that highly serves persons of color, that social justice impacts our students and our employees fully. And therefore, we have to be a part of the conversation as well as a part of the solution that are going to address these concerns. You will see this in the stances that we take in terms of our covenants with our employees and what we believe, as well as the types of programs that we offer, as well as even the way we treat our training programs for law enforcement, because we are a critical provider in that area. So it's essential for us that we strive to see systems that promote levels of inclusivity and promote and recognize social justice as well as diversity all across our work.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Williams, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing this information with our listeners. And congratulations once again on your new appointment. I know you're going to do some great work over there at Prince George's Community College.
Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. My special guest this morning, Dr. Felicia Williams, the newly appointed president of Prince George's Community College. Okay, time for a look at traffic. Tony, what do you have for us?